Well, hello everyone and welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith and I'm excited to be able to present a program of bluegrass to you today that features one of the heroes of my bluegrass music listening. And that hero is John Duffy, who I first heard of in the Country Gentleman, and then through his work with the Seldom Scene. I've always been impressed with the approach that he took to his music. Always seemed to be slightly on the edge, but an absolute master of vocal work and mandolin work, and I suspect band arranging. And the reason why we're doing this is my good friend Brian Christensen of Auckland, banjo player, who also loved Country Gentleman and Seldom Scene, told me about an album called Epilogue, put out by Smithsonian Folkways, a tribute to John Duffy. And it's an absolutely superb album made by other musicians who are talking to the people who wanted to put this album together. They just said, look, we need to do this, as John has contributed so much to the music. Wonderful book. I'll just read out a little bit about John. He inducted twice into the International Bluegrass Music Association's Hall of Fame, first as a member of the Country Gentlemen, then as a member of Seldom Scene. John Duffy transformed bluegrass from a regional Appalachian music to a sophisticated urban sound with a worldwide audience. For that, he's called the father of modern bluegrass. And that just about sums it up for me. I listen to albums of the Country Gentlemen. I listen to live recordings of the Country Gentlemen that a friend of mine in Richmond, Virginia took. And thanks, Tom Henderson, for doing that for me. And I just loved the way that they played. And managed to see John Duffy in both the Seldom Scene and at an appearance he made when the Bluegrass Alliance were playing in Washington in 1971. And John showed up. It was between bands. And he showed up and played a gig with the Bluegrass Alliance, which was fantastic. What we're going to hear is some a couple of tracks of John with the Country Gentlemen, and then some tracks from the Epilogue album, which has got other musicians playing tunes that John really made famous in bluegrass music. And I hope you're going to enjoy it, and I'll tell you those musicians as we get to it. But here is the what many think of as the original Country Gentlemen. They've got John Duffy playing mandolin, sing tenor, Charlie Waller on guitar and vocals, Eddie Adcock on banjo and baritone vocals, and Ed Ferris on bass. A couple of tracks, Matterhorn, great story about climbing a mountain, and then lesser known one called This World's No Place to Live. Let's have a listen to John Duffy and the Country Gentlemen.
Sunny August morn, there was just the four of us against the Matterhorn. There was Albert the Australian and John the Irishman, me and Bill from Britain, mad dogs in the sun. Matterhorn, Matterhorn, men have tried and men have died to climb the Matterhorn, that mighty Matterhorn. We lost John and the rations fell below. Al and Bill are lying beneath an avalanche of snow. Now here I am all alone and I know I cannot stop. Two more yards in front of me before I reach the top. Would surely knight me if I could get back down, but it's closer here to heaven than it is back to the ground.
Lord, I travel here alone, and the wind sends back an echo of my cries. For I've seen the quiet dead, and I've heard the living moan.
This world's no place to live. A song I seem to hear, it comes a-winging to my ear. 100 million voices, soft and low.
The dreams, the hopes, the fears of so many thousand years.
This world's no place to live.
Change this world in a lighter, brighter way. But alas, they hope in vain, for it all remains unchanged.
This world's no place to live in, but it's home. Yet the time of death is long, the grave lies icy cold. Man's last and longest sleep when life is done.
So I linger yet a while, give up love, a song, a smile.
This world's no place to live.
Ah, the fantastic vocal sounds of John Duffy. He had a most controlled tenor when he needed it, and he often did arrangements of songs that you wouldn't normally expect to find in bluegrass music and made them sound like bluegrass, and that really set a pattern for me and my music with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Now we'll get into the Epilogue CD. It's produced by one of his friends, Akira Otsuka, who is a mandolin player, part of the Bluegrass 45, that the Japanese band that toured the USA in 1971, same time as the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. And in fact, we met with them and played some music with them, and I've since met them. Really, really nice people. And he was an obvious fan of John Duffy's, and the idea for the Epilogue album, the tribute to John Duffy, came from him, and lots of musicians bought into it. We're going to hear a tune called Lonesome River, which features Dudley Connell as a lead, doing the lead vocal, Don Rigsby doing the harmony vocals, David Grisman playing one of John Duffy's mandolins, Wyatt Rice on guitar, Todd Phillips on bass, Ron Stewart on banjo. And John recorded this tune with the Stanley Brothers, or with Ralph Stanley, on his 1974 album, A Man and His Music. Then we're going to hear the tune Sunrise, which is a sort of like an old jazz tune. John used to play it on mandolin. This time we got Sam Bush playing it on mandolin, Kenny Smith on guitar, Todd Phillips on bass, and Baylor Fleck on banjo. And the notes say this instrumental piece comes from the Country Gentleman's Bluegrass at Carnegie Hall album for Starday. It was actually a studio album, but the title is a reference to the band's appearance at Carnegie Hall in September 1961. Sam Bush plays Duffy's mandolin, and it's a great recording, I tell you. If you're going to buy the album, it's called Epilogue, a tribute to John Duffy, and if you get it on iTunes, make sure you order the booklet, because the booklet is superb. And it's got so much good reading in it. It's, you can sit down and read it and listen to the music in the background. It's just wonderful. Okay, let's hear Lonesome River, and then a little bit of Sunrise. Here it comes. Sam Bush and Butterfleck had a real go at that one, didn't they? That was a tune, Sunrise, as a part of a tribute to John Duffy. We're going to hear more from that album a little bit later on. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. That's a big music shop in Hamilton. And if you go and visit them, you'll find that they have a wonderful array of Martin guitars and Deering banjos, as well as a seemingly inexhaustible supply of ukuleles and of strings and picks and guitar stands and straps and all the things that you need to play your music. And the people helping there, all good people, they know their music and they know their instruments, and they can talk to you about what you'd like to buy and what you'd like to do musically. Very appreciative to Shearer's Music Works to sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass like this, and they've been providing musical services to New Zealand since the mid-1960s, when Andy Shearer opened the shop, and that's where I got my first banjo, so long ties back for them. Okay, let's listen to a little bit of other stuff now. Well, this is from the 2003 album by Rhonda Vincent. The album was called One Step Ahead, and she was really forging her bluegrass sound now. And it's an old country tune now. We're actually going to play An Old Memory Found Its Way Back. Rhonda Vincent.
Anyhow, an old memory found its way back home again. I swept every room and I cleaned house, tore up your whole love letters and threw all your pictures out. But I can't myself into believing forgetting you was gonna be easy. No memory found its way back home again. Old feelings that I thought I'd lost found their way back in. Like an old dog that you drop off just outside of town, uninvited, coming back anyhow. An old memory found its way back home again. Why can't like a fire I can't put out, a cold that I can't shake. No memory found its way back home again. All feelings that I thought I'd lost found their way back in. Like an old dog that you drop off just outside of town, uninvited, coming back anyhow. An old memory found its way back.
Back home again.
Oh, that was the K&B Polka from Kenny Baker. A lovely fiddle tune, lots of bounce and flow in it. He was playing fiddle, Bob Black was playing banjo, Joe Stewart on guitar, Randy Davis on bass, and Sam Bush, same Sam Bush that was on the tribute album, was playing mandolin. And a little bit of fiddle music there. Isn't that nice to hear? So those of you that have listened regularly to Back Porch Bluegrass will know that we have a bluegrass festival coming up in Hamilton in the first weekend in February 2019, Kiwigrass. And we're planning on it being an annual festival and held at the Narrows Park Camp just south of Hamilton. And it's going to feature some national bands from New Zealand, some international bands from Australia and the USA. And it's going to be a very exciting event. Lots of music, different stages, different events going on. All the things you'd expect at a bluegrass festival. There's camping on the site. There's accommodation on the site in sort of typical church camp type accommodation, you know, bunks lining the walls, that sort of thing. But lots of friendly people around Hamilton that would probably offer you a bed too if you'd like to come. So feel free to come along. One of the prime movers of this festival is Janine Barbanel of the Pippi Pickers. And they're a great band, done a couple of albums here in New Zealand. They'll be playing at the festival. And from the album With a Spade, I've selected a couple of tunes for them to do, Sail to Australia and then Old Slewfoot. Let's listen to the Pippi Pickers.
Sometimes I wish things were better, but most times I'd settle for different, just to know that the day that's waiting for me ain't the same one that I just spent. I think I'll sail to Australia, take these old days off of my hands, drink a beer by the Indian Ocean, make love right there on the sand. My only family's my father, and he can take care of himself. I need to know the sight of some places. I think I'll sail to Australia, take these old days off of my hands, drink a beer by the Indian Ocean, make love right there on the sand. You know they speak English in Australia, and it won't be hard to make new friends. To see myself as other people see me, without knowing just where I've been. I think I'll sail to Australia, take these old days off of my hands, drink a beer by the Indian Ocean, make love right there on the sand. Sail to Australia, love right there.
New Zealand's Pippi Pickers playing a couple of great tunes there. Janine Abarbanel on double bass and vocals, Gary Bigwood on mandolin and vocals, Barry Torkington on guitar, and Nathan Torkington playing that fantastic banjo. A couple of great breaks in there. Thanks very much, Nathan. That's great. Yes, you'll see them at Kiwi Grass on the first weekend in February, but not if you sail to Australia. You need to sail to New Zealand if you're coming by boat. There's a big difference. So best to fly in if you're coming from overseas. I think sailing might take a little bit too long. You could sail across from Australia, but even that's a little bit of a challenge sometimes. Okay, that's a Pippi Pickers. What are we, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'd like to say a big hi to all the people listening on the New Zealand Access radio stations throughout the country. This program comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media. Can be live streamed from Free FM .org.nz or tune in, and it's now on Amazon Echo devices using the Free FM 89 Alexa Skill, and that's a real fancy little device that gets all your podcasts for you. Also goes with the access radio stations in Canada at Kamloops, British Columbia, and at the Voice of Bond Bay. Thanks very much. And you can hear us on Bluegrass Planet Radio. So if you're listening on any one of those, you're listening to a take on bluegrass from the bottom end of the Pacific Ocean, and I hope you're enjoying it. We're going to hear a little bit from the Matt Flinner Trio that consists of Matt Flinner on mandolin, Ross Martin on guitar, and Eric Thorin on bass. Excellent album called Winter Harvest, and it's all about tunes that they compose on the night of the gig, and they've re-recorded them since, but very fancy instrumental work from the Matt Flinner Trio, and we're going to hear the tune Raji's Romp. a bit different, wasn't it? Have to know your chords if you're going to play mandolin like that. Glad they didn't ask me to play banjo. Well, let's get back to the epilogue, the John Duffy tribute album, and we're going to hear a couple of tunes. Going to the Races, which is sort of classic early country gentleman style. The notes say Carter Stanley gave the song to John Duffy, and it was their first single for the young country gentleman. And on this recording of the song, we've got James King doing the lead vocals, Lou Reed doing the tenor, and it sounds quite a lot like John Duffy when he does it. Eddie Adcock doing the baritone vocal, and they got Ron Inscore playing mandolin, David Greer playing guitar, Ronnie Simpkins on bass, and Ron Stewart on banjo. And then we're going to hear the next one I've selected is The Girl from the North Country. I really love this song. It's a Bob Dylan song, and the country gentleman just borrowed songs from all sorts of places. And this song has got Steve Gully doing the lead vocal, Don Rigsby doing the tenor again, David Palmley doing the baritone, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Kenny Smith on guitar, Jason Moore on bass, and Sammy Shelaw on banjo. Man, these musicians got together. They were pretty keen to be involved in this project, I tell you, and they have done a fine job. Let's listen to these tunes. Going to the Races first.
They say we can't get married. They say I'm not worthy of you, but they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what we've gone through. I'm going to the races to see my pony run, and if I win any greenbacks, we're sure gonna have some fun. Please see
rough country fair, where the wind blows cold on the borderline. Remember me to the one who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine.
Some great songs there from the tribute to John Duffy epilogue that I think we'll probably hear more of those in subsequent programs. Time for a gospel song, and one of my favourite gospel records was called Songs About Our Saviour from the Stanley Gospel Tradition. I always love the Stanley Brothers, and these are other musicians who love the Stanley Brothers. We're going to hear Take Your Shoes Off Moses, Dan Tominski lead vocals, Dwight McCall doing the tenor vocal, and an all-star band. Here's some gospel music. Take Your Shoes Off Moses.
Moses at the burning bush, Lord, the burning bush. God spoke to Moses at the burning bush, saying, I am the Lord thy God.
Take your shoes all off, Moses, you're on holy ground. Holy ground, Lord, holy ground. Take your shoes all off, Moses, you're on holy ground, for I am the Lord thy God.
Smite that rock, smite that rock, Lord, smite that rock. Go yonder, Moses, and smite that rock, for I am the Lord thy God.
Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, Lord, holy ground. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, for I am the Lord thy God.
Salvation work, salvation work, Lord, salvation work. Stand still, Moses, and see salvation work, for I am the Lord thy God.
Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, Lord, holy ground. Take your shoes off, Moses, you're on holy ground, for I am the Lord thy God.
Some great gospel music there. That's how I like to hear it played. Here's Rhonda Vincent again, Missouri Moon.
Night we fell in love beneath that old Missouri.
song by Rhonda Vincent there, Missouri Moon. Now, we couldn't really go without playing one of the country gentlemen's best-known songs that John Duffy played a big part in, and that's the song Bringing Mary Home. One of the best-loved country gentlemen's songs, the liner notes say, often requested and a staple for years on the bluegrass programming of Washington's WAMU-FM, one of the top bluegrass stations in the country. John Duffy's take on what folklorists call the vanishing hitchhiker legend, where a driver picks up a ghost who later disappears. This song was recorded in a John Duffy tribute show at the Birchmere in 1998. John Duffy died in 1996, and it features various original and current members of the Seldom Seen, as well as Eddie Adcock from the Country Gentlemen. So the lineup in this song is John Starling on lead vocals, Lou Reed doing the tenor vocal, the part that John Duffy did, and mandolin, Eddie Adcock doing the baritone part and the banjo, Ben Eldridge on lead guitar, Fred Travers on dobro, and Ronnie Simpkins on bass. What a fine band that is. Man, that sounds great to me. And here is a great song, Bringing Mary Home.
Ready?
Yeah, man.
I was driving on a dark and stormy night, when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlights. I stopped and she got in the back, and in a shaking tone she said, "My name's Mary, please won't you take me?" Well, she must have been so frightened, all alone there in the night. There was something strange about her, cause her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and quiet in the backseat all alone. I never will forget that night I took Mary home. Well, I pulled into the driveway where she told me to go. Got out to help her from the car and open up the door. But I just could not believe my eyes. The back seat was bare. I looked all around the car, but Mary
where the light shone from the porch, someone opened up the door. Well, I asked about the little girl that I was searching for. And then the lady gently smiled and brushed a tear away. She said it sure was nice of you to go out of your way. Yeah, but 13 years ago today, in a wreck just down the road, our darling Mary lost her life, and we miss her so. Oh, thank you for your troubles and the kindness you have shown.